With the dissolution of the regional fire agreement on the horizon, Stettler Town Council took steps toward establishing an independent fire department during its July 22 meeting. Council approved a trio of new fire-related policies at the meeting. The first policy sets operational requirements for the department and provides a framework going forward as the town transitions to its own department. Policy 2 sets fire service fees based on comparisons from surrounding communities. Finally, Policy 3 sets a policy for municipal fire hydrant use, damage prevention, and usage procedures for both the town and other fire departments. Prior to reviewing the new policies for the town of Stettler to develop its own, independent fire department, Chief Administrative Officer Leanne Graham also provided a history of the joint municipal service. Graham noted that the fire department, as it exists today, has its roots going back to 1981, when the town and Stettler County formed an agreement where the county would contribute to the Stettler Fire Hall and pay for one-third of the cost of running it. Additionally, the two partners entered into agreements with Botha, Gadsby, White Sands and Rishon Sands to provide fire services. In 1991, the town of Stettler and the county updated the agreement to set operational cost sharing at 50-50, while ownership of the station remained two-thirds town, one-third county, and each municipality maintained ownership of its own equipment. The agreement was changed again in 2005, with the addition of Donalda and Big Valley, and the establishment of a regional fire services committee. At this time, the town's fire chief was engaged as the regional fire chief. Another change was made to the agreement in 2011, with Botha, Gadsby, White Sands, and Rishon Sands all entering new agreements. Donalda and Big Valley joined the regional model by transferring their equipment to Stettler County and agreeing to a fee-for-service model. In 2013, the town and county wrote a new agreement, replacing the 2005 agreement, centralizing services out of Station 1, Stettler, while each municipality retained its autonomy. A decade later, the two partners would sign a memorandum of understanding to develop the framework for a new fire service agreement. However, due to disagreements between the two partners, the county ultimately served notice that it was establishing a regional fire commission and withdrawing from the agreement in 2025. During her report to council, Graham highlighted that one area of the fire department fracture that will affect the municipality will be a significant decline in revenue from motor vehicle collisions on the highway, as those would be handled by the Stettler County-operated Regional Fire Commission. Another note by Graham was that with the county withdrawing from the agreement, the town would be required to buy out its share of Station 1. Based on preliminary calculations, Graham said that the county owned roughly 26% of the facility. An appraisal is being done on the facility to determine the total buyout cost.